This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Cancer and cancer's prevention, a profound part of health science in the United States, around the world. On the other side of the pandemic, cancer is a challenge, especially for the vulnerable, that is, us seniors. I am on the other side of cancer, and I am a fortunate survivor. However, I welcome Scott Powell, PhD, U.S. Chief Financial Officer and Head of Investor Relations of Volition Rx Limited. VNRX is the stock exchange symbol in New York. Scott, and volition.com is the website. Scott, a very good evening to you. What we're looking at here is testing, testing, testing. I was fortunate. I had physicians who very quickly identified the possibility before the cancer spread. You at Volition Rx are approaching in the same fashion. Testing is critical, but you're doing it with a simple protocol that is now part of the library of testing that we vulnerable seniors, in fact, everybody goes through. How does it work, Scott? A very good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for having me back on the show. It's a pleasure to be here and update you and your listeners on the Volition Rx story. As a reminder to your audience, Volition Rx is working in a very preferred modality that is blood. And unlike a lot of other testing modalities, blood has a number of advantages. When we think about cancer screening, most people probably don't realize that we take very, very few blood tests currently to screen for any particular cancer. The one notable exception is the PSA test for prostate cancer in men. But other than that, we really don't have blood tests available to us to screen for various cancer types. So a lot of the modalities that we have are imaging technologies, scans, x-rays, biopsies, colonoscopy for colorectal cancer, testing procedures that are expensive, invasive, and potentially harmful to patients getting screened for various cancer types. So we're really excited about our technology and the ability, hopefully, to introduce a number of simple, convenient blood tests to screen for various cancer types.
When I go for a checkup, as I do, I'm sent down to the lab to wait for results or to sit in the room with other people smiling. Is that part of the protocol that will follow, that Volition Rx is going to make it a part of the library of results that I get back after about a half hour wait?
Absolutely. That's our objective, would be that when you go in for your, say, your annual physical to your primary physician, and he or she orders a battery of blood work for you to undergo at your local lab, and he or she ticks a number of boxes at the bottom of the requisition form and orders 5 or 10 or 20 different blood tests, the idea would be that if we can move through the regulatory pathway here in the United States and in other countries, that our blood tests would just be added to those requisition forms. And if you are eligible or in need of a particular blood test for a various cancer type, that your doctor would just tick that box, and it would be as simple as going to your local lab and having a blood draw and having those cancer tests or tests added to your battery of blood tests, and ideally getting results in hours or days and knowing whether or not you're positive or negative for a variety of cancer types.
You indicate that the compliance rate of testing, screening, is now about 80%. Will this improve that number, Scott?
Compliance is an issue for screening for a number of disease states. Particularly problematic is colorectal cancer. You mentioned 80% compliance with screening in general. Compliance with screening for colorectal cancer, for instance, is only 62% in the United States and only 50% in Europe. So half of Europeans who are supposed to be getting screened for colorectal cancer, for instance, are getting screened. And more than one third of Americans are not current with their screening for colorectal cancer. This is a big, big problem because colorectal cancer is a slow-growing, easily identified cancer. The primary screens are either a fecal test or a colonoscopy. But because neither of those modalities is particularly pleasant, nor a test that really anyone looks forward to performing, compliance rates are where they're at. We believe that by introducing a much more palatable modality, a blood test for colorectal cancer, we would drive those compliance rates up substantially, because while a person may refuse or delay a colonoscopy procedure, you know, for obvious reasons, that same person probably would not delay or refuse a blood test for colorectal cancer, for instance, if it's already on that requisition form and he or she is already going to his doctor or her doctor to give for a physical and to give blood work at the lab. So we would dramatically improve the number of people getting screened for colorectal cancer, for instance, and ideally identify more cancers early, thus improving outcomes and saving lives by catching these cancer types earlier.
You're also working with Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine, and I like this detail. 50% of dogs over 10 years of age will die of cancer, 25% of dogs overall. Canis lupus, all of our canines are derived from the wolf. They're all the same origin. And there are dear friends, and I have one sitting next to me right now, and I want him to be safe as long as possible. So where are you in this conversation with Texas A&M? And how close are we to being able to get our dogs tested in a similar fashion?
You're absolutely right, John. It's this is a really interesting ecosystem for us by moving into the animal health arena. Our blood test is now commercial, so it is available for sale on Texas A&M University's gastroenterology website, and all your vet has to do is go onto the website and he or she can order the blood test for your canine. Our test identifies two common canine cancers, hemangiosarcoma and canine lymphoma. So it is currently available through that one provider. We have announced publicly, however, that we are in discussions with some of the largest animal health diagnostics companies in the United States about a potential licensing deal or deals, which would ideally allow for our blood test for canines to be distributed nationwide and potentially globally.
That is exciting, Scott. It's through the pandemic, dogs were always our best friends. Now they've become perhaps, the reason you keep going when you're isolated. And so it is wonderful to see a brighter future possible for our canis lupus as well. Finally, we have a minute here. Volition RX, in this endeavor, this is exciting frontier. Are the Europeans and the other protocol of the other governances responding in a fashion similar to the U.S. Is this a global excitement, Scott?
It is. We are getting great reception across the globe. Governments realize that blood is the preferred modality for screening. And governments realize that by implementing blood tests, they would get a lot more people in their countries screened for various disease states, get them screened earlier, be able to identify these cancers early, begin treatment earlier, thus improving outcomes and saving lives. So this is definitely, we definitely have a global vision for our blood tests for various diseases, and we're really excited about the future for Volition.
Scott Powell, PhD, is the U.S. Chief Financial Officer, Head of Investor Relations for Volition RX Limited. The symbol on the New York Stock Exchange is VNRX. The web address for lots of information is Volition, V-O-L-I-T-I-O-N, volition.com. I'm John Baxter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,